You know, I'm suffering from Gemini rising brain this morning. I'm serious. There are so many things to talk about in this chart and what's going on reflecting in the sky right now that I just don't even know where to begin. So you know what? I'm going to begin with this. Why don't you join me with an ohm? There. Hopefully that helps a little bit. Bring it in. Center it up. There is a lot to talk about, and especially I'm kind of doing another thing that I've done all of my life, and that is always looking over the hill. What's next? What's way over there? Instead of being present here, it's one of the things I've had to work on. Well, we're looking over the hill a little bit at dates ahead of us because there are some things in the sky that we need to be aware of that are coming up that we should point out. I'm going to start right now with the Oracle planet. What planet is coming up in the sky right before the sun? We're still in the backwash of 2 days ago aspect between the sun and Uranus. So Uranus is the Oracle planet right now. As we're talking about looking over the hill, that becomes significant because that doesn't change until about the third week of June. I think we would all do well to tuck that under the brim of our hat as we see these things unfold over the next several weeks. All right, next on this scatterbrained Thursday, let's talk about what's going on today. How about that? That'd be a nice place to go next, Thomas. Well, the big aspect in the sky, and this leads me to another one of these Gemini tangents. Today, already, 12:50 this morning Eastern Time, Venus sextiled the North Node and trined the South Node. Now, here's the context of this, and this is where we get a little bit scattered again. Because I think our focus in the chart, if you're following your astrology chart daily, start to really hone in on Mercury, Venus, the faster moving influences in the chart, certainly the moon, also the nodes of the moon. So today we have a Venus aspect, yes, a positive Venus aspect. Early next week we have a Mercury near conjunction, doesn't get exact, gets within a couple of degrees, but it does get close. That's as Mercury starts to station to go direct again late Sunday night. Can I have an amen? And then as I mentioned a couple of days ago, that I think we should really become keen on where the moon is and what it's aspecting. For example, today the moon is in early Aquarius, 4 degrees as I'm setting the chart to, 5 a.m. this morning. But it's in a square to the North Node and to Mercury. Now, these lunar influences come and go quickly. They're more like triggers. They don't bake in any themes. But you can find correlations between events with Mercury that close to the North Node of the moon. Keep an eye. The other thing, Venus just entered Cancer. It's at 4 degrees today, but that too is going to move very quickly and will be out of there into Leo by the early part of June. And that's where this first crescendo starts to begin to show up for us, is that first week of June. Last week of May, first week of June. Wow. And these lunar nodes, the reason I'm mentioning this is they change signs in mid-July from Taurus Scorpio into Aries Libra. Those of you who have been around here for a while, remember when they moved into the current sign that we talked about, the correlation back to the mid-60s, 1966 and 1967, the long hot summer, as it was attributed back then. Lots of campus riots, race riots around the United States. Well, just search protests. I mean, they are, just because they're not going on in your backyard or my backyard doesn't mean that they're not going on. Even just recently, still in France, Pakistan. And the theme of all of these is exactly Pluto moving into Aquarius. It's the authoritarian control versus don't tell me what to do, I want my freedom. So that's just one of the reasons why we need to be focusing on these areas of the nodes, Mercury, the trigger planets. Exactly what I'm talking about is because these nodes are getting ready, they are slowing down, and really we're only 2 months out now. So a fuller expression of the current signs could certainly be at play. And let me just remind, as we're thinking these things through, my own nodal axis is South Node Aries, North Node Libra. And that was one of the areas that I studied in my own chart extensively and tried to figure out. And as I was just learning astrology and didn't have the tools, but what I came up with was make love, not war. For me, that symbolism of the South Node in Aries reflected a past of conflict. Oh, you don't think so? Mars on top of the Sun on the same degree in Scorpio? What did I come to resolve? What did I come to work through? Well, here we are with the South Node leaving Scorpio, which has this certain context in and of itself, to the North Node moving into Aries. I think if we look around the corner, we can see that our planet is going to be dealing with whether we're going to make love or war. And to mention this as well, that within that axis, within the time frame of that axis of the North Node in Aries and the South Node in Libra, is when Pluto enters Aquarius, finally no more retrogrades. And about 2 months after that, 3 months after that, then the nodes change signs. And one more addition on this point is yesterday in Tonga, there was a 7.6 Richter earthquake. And there was another cluster off the Baja Peninsula as well. They were in the fours, not even to five, but a cluster of them, quite a few, all yesterday. So that's another signature of this Mercury brushing shoulders with the nodes. Now, I'm going to summarize. I told you I had just all this stuff swimming around in my head. We had a listener, Alicia Cole. She's a great listener, been listening for a long time, asked a question. As she put it, what if your chart is backwards? In other words, the Sun rules the fifth house through Leo. What if it's in the 11th? In other words, opposites. Well, Alicia, and for all of us, opposites are the solution to the dilemma. It's the solution to the issue. So for somebody like that who has a lot of planets in the opposite sign or house of the ruling signs or houses, then you would be in a position where you're looking at finding that tension on the other side of the chart. So the best thing I can say is it's great that you're looking at astrology because the answers are in the oppositions. And as we approach these time periods coming forward, a lot of the answers are going to be in the opposite energies of what we think is ahead of us. So we'll stay on our toes around here and we'll just be looking at not only what's there in front of us, what can we see, what's aspecting this or that now, but we'll also be looking if we can make love and not war, because that's how we're going to roll. Love you guys. See you back tomorrow for TGI Friday.